want to welcome you to our new Grow in Faith Bible Study. This Bible study is designed for individuals who want to be discipled in the Word, mentored in life application, and developed in character and purpose. I personally disciple those who know that there is more, but don't know how to attain it. Our community culture centers on John chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. Jesus explained, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know my Father too." If you desire to know your identity, position, purpose, and significance in Christ, join our growing discipleship community.
Good evening. I want to welcome you to another Grow in Faith Bible study. I am Apostle Shelby Frederick, and we are broadcasting live from the Columbus, Ohio region. I pray that everyone has had a blessed and a wonderful day so far. I want to wish you a happy spring. I don't know about you, but I am excited about it being springtime. Even though sometimes we struggle with the readapting to the time, losing that hour, but I prefer for it to be this time than any other time. So I'm not going to belabor our time. I'm going to go ahead and start us off with a word of prayer. And if you don't have your Bible, your pens, and your paper, you can grab those while we are getting ourselves set. So, Father, we just bless you, and we thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Father God, for this time. We thank you, Father, for just how you are continuing to walk us through the Word, Lord, as we are studying about the watchmen and our responsibilities as intercessors, and how you have positioned us, Father God, to serve in the ministry. And so we just thank you tonight, Lord, as we delve a little bit deeper into looking at some of the biblical functions. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to expand the capacity of our understanding. May the eyes of our understanding be opened as we go through your word on tonight. And we just bless you and we praise you. We give you all of the glory and all of the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So again, welcome you. Welcome to those of you that are here on tonight. And this is going to be part four on our teaching of the Watchmen, Watchmen 101. And tonight we're going to focus on the biblical functions of the Watchmen, the biblical functions of the Watchmen. Now, whether the Watchman functions as a fivefold in the fivefold ministry, or as a lay person, the ministry should include the following operations that we are going to be talking about on tonight. And this is going to be based out of what we see in the Word of God as we are looking at different watchmen that are in the Word. So the first thing I want to talk about tonight is defensive protection, defensive protection. And the Word of God gives us many examples of watchmen playing a vital role in defending the people of God, defending the people of God. We talked about Nehemiah and looked at the intercession of Nehemiah. And so when you look at even the building of the towers for the purpose of defense, the purpose of defense is seen with the building of the Tower of Babel. And this is Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. Now, although the people who were building were enemies of God, when we take a look at their concept of elevating oneself to a high position, to set a watch is a part of the natural man's wisdom. Thus, we see the people of God, we see the natural Israel using the same methods for protection. So even in Judges chapter 9, we see the story of Gideon and his son Abimelech and he wages a civil war against his brethren for control of the kingdom of Israel. And he appears to be successful until he chases all the people of the city to the stronghold or the strong tower within the city. And so the strong tower, we know, is a picture of the name of Jesus. In Proverbs 18 and 10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved." So where natural Israel ran to a physical high tower, the New Testament believers, we have a spiritual high tower, and that is the name of Jesus, who is our refuge. As all the people assembled inside of the tower, Abimelech set fire to it. And before his destruction could be carried out, a woman threw a millstone down onto Abimelech's head and crushed it. Thus, we see her literally defending the people against death. So the position of the tower is a vantage point both for protection and for offensive activities. So whenever we are anointed to do this level of warfare, we know that we are already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And it is from this position of authority that we aim down at the powers that are under the Lord's feet. Listen, the powers that are operating in this world are under the Lord's feet. And so this is not a position that we assume by faith, but it comes with knowledge and understanding of the tactics of the wicked one. And so we rule and we reign with him. And when I talk about ruling and reigning with him, we are ruling and we are reigning with Christ Jesus. Now, another thing that I want to talk about is revelation or superstition. Revelation or superstition. Now, obtaining knowledge from God about the strategies of the devil, it requires us to do careful study in the word of God. And many times we can base our knowledge off of the enemy or the thoughts that we receive through a spirit of superstition and not necessarily Holy Spirit's knowledge and wisdom of our understanding of the word. For instance, it is commonly said among believers that we say that, oh, I'm being attacked by the devil because of the call that is on my life. And we often will look for signs that God is going to do something wonderful because the devil is attacking. Now, while this may be true from time to time, it is more coincidence than it actually is doctrine when we look at the word of God. Because God never uses the devil to point to his glory. He doesn't have to use the devil to point to his glory. In fact, whenever the devil would speak out at Jesus, he would tell him, just be quiet. You know, it is written. So we don't need the devil's help to predict what God will do. So predicting the future in this fashion, we know this as what? This is divination. This is divination, and it actually becomes a form of witchcraft. So just because the devil attacks you is not a sign that God is going to bless us real big. That is not a sign. People who hold to this type of thinking often are making excuses for the lack, my God, of power against the devil and their lack of unction to oppose him. There is an unction that we should have when we talk about opposing the enemy. And so sometimes people won't get their blessings because they say, well, I didn't get it because the devil was attacking me. And even worse than that is the progress of actually putting him under our feet, because it's based off of a person's revelation of the word of God. And so we don't want to move in superstition or move in witchcraft. My God, we are going to move in what the word of God says. So thinking that the devil is attacking you because of your great power tends to make you passive towards fighting him. We can't be passive towards fighting the enemy. And it will also lead you to use your faith to accept some type of trouble. So this causes nothing but chaos, and it invites familiar spirits to tag along behind you to every meeting you do and every effort that you now make for God. So the watchman is often called upon to pray in such a way that the prayers are a defense against certain death, both for people of God and for the sinner as well. So God may place a burden upon us to pray, my God, and it could be an unexpected time. It could be what we may think is an inconvenient time as well. And it could be just based off of the current attack that someone is going through, someone who needs your help. This is why we cannot shake off or take lightly whenever God presses someone in our spirit and he tells you and he gives you that burden to pray. He may have set a watch for you where you will declare the word of the Lord to the enemy to keep him bound. And oftentimes, God will do both. So our prayers of protection are best prayed before danger gets near and as a routine to keep oppression far away from us. Hallelujah. So that's revelation or superstition. Now we want to look at offensive protection or warning. So whenever possible, it is advantageous for the person being protected to know when he is approaching danger so that they may avoid it. And not only that they may avoid it, but they may walk in the wisdom of God where there is protection and safety. So the warning function of the watchman allows the person to avoid the danger through his own efforts of obedience to God, my God. So there is still a responsibility that that people that we are interceding and praying for, that they still have to walk in obedience to what it is that God is telling and speaking to them. Look at Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Ezekiel 3, verse 17. And it says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord at my mouth and give them warning from me." So we see here that Ezekiel receives further instructions from the Lord. And the Lord now begins to explain that he will speak to the watchmen to give them certain messages to the wicked and to the righteous. So the watchman, therefore, is instructed to give the warning to the person in an effort to save the person's life. So this is something for which prophets, sometimes they may be criticized for this. Why? Because some people, whether they are righteous or whether they are wicked, they may not want to hear, my God, that they are in trouble and that they need to change. So God gives warning to people who are able to repent. That means those who are able to change their mind, those that are willing to change their minds about the direction that they are headed in. So God promises the watchman that if the righteous or the wicked repent and not stumble over the stumbling block in their path, that they will not die in their sins. And the prophet is not liable for that person's soul. Why? Because they gave the warning. But if the prophet or the intercessor, or whomever that God sends the warning through, if they fail to warn the person and they die in their sins, my God, we can be guilty. We can have blood on our hands. So the responsibility carries with it a penalty if duties are not carried out. So God, he depends on us to be there to not only just to hear what he is saying, but to communicate and to release and to deliver that message to whom it is supposed to go to. We still see this in the ministry of John the Baptist. John preached the warning, my God, to Israel to repent. Why? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. So God sent the stumbling stone, Jesus, into the earth to bring the kingdom. And many Jews, my God, they stumbled at this because why? John, he warned them, and his hands were innocent. And that's how we want to be today. We want to make sure that our hands are innocent, that there is not blood on our hands because we did not speak the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, for the lay watchmen, they may function in this capacity as well. So listen, even us as parents, we have to send warning to our children to get back on the path. We have to send warning to our loved ones to get back on the path. We have to send warning to our friends to get back on the path. So whenever people are in the wrong company, we may find that through prayer that they are being set up by the enemy for some type of failure. Hallelujah. So it is good to know that we are faithful in carrying out our duties as watchmen to warn of impending danger. Why? At the end of the day, it's all about the soul being saved. We want to see souls saved. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, it says that I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Hallelujah. So it's in the word. It's in the word. So we have a responsibility. Listen, I used to be so fearful of delivering the word, whether it was something that the Lord would show me in an open vision. And I was supposed to go and do something or say something to someone, you know, in the middle of service, you know, or if it came to me in a dream. I used to be so, so fearful. So, so fearful. And times when I didn't move when God told me to move, you know what he would do every single time? He would send someone to do the very thing that I was supposed to do. And I would sit there and I watch and I would be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. And so whatever fears that we have of moving forward in speaking what God is giving to us to speak, we must overcome those fears. We cannot allow our fears to allow us and to keep us in a place for moving forward and speaking and releasing the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the next one I want to look at is observation. Observation. The watchman functions like a security guard or a night watchman in this role. And much of what watchmen observe is non-threatening. So the mere presence of the watchman, it begins to scatter evil. So just as a uniformed policeman commands respect, so the anointing, excuse me, of the watchman demands respect in the spirit. So the spiritual eyes of the watchman, it causes a certain degree of response even by principalities. Hallelujah. So oftentimes people will say of prophets that I feel like that they can see right through me. I feel like they can see right through me. And this seeing eye is more of an observational look than anything else. It's observational. It is impossible for the watchman to lose the seeing eye or the listening ear. Even when we look at Samson, who never developed his prophetic abilities to see in the spirit, and eventually, guess what happened to him? His eyes were plucked out. Judges chapter 16, verse 21. So what you use for God will be preserved. Let me say it again. What we use for God will be preserved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Absolutely. They will absolutely positively avoid you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if he sends me to you, I've got to release it. And then you can take that up with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the watchman relies upon the Holy Spirit to tell him what he sees. So if God didn't tell you it's there, then guess what? It's not there. It's not there. Some people may begin to develop this ability to see in the spirit, and if they are not trained and disciplined, and if they begin to now think that everything that moves has to be bound and talked about for years. So sometimes the devil is involved, but there is no unction from God to move against him. So what we have to understand is that God's timing is perfect. And all we need is some training and some discipline, some training and some discipline. Remember when Samuel started out and he did not even know that it was God that was speaking to him. And later, after God trained him under Eli the priest, he heard from God so accurately that God let none of his words fall to the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the prophet was in old times, they were known as seers. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9. And because God spoke to the seer in visions and dreams. So the prophet today, listen, we still have the same ability. It's the same ability. The gifts of God do not change. It is only the administration of the gift. That varies. Why? Because of the new covenant. So prophets and watchmen must have the ability to observe by focusing their attention toward God at all times. We cannot allow ourselves to get distracted by what we see with our natural eyes. Hallelujah. I tell people that all the time. There's a different position. If all you are seeing through your natural eyes, then you have come down from your seated position in Christ Jesus. Because we see from his perspective, we see from his lens, we see through the lens of God, not what we see with our natural eyes. Hallelujah. So this is not a put on thing. This is not something that we put on and that we take off, but it is a real sensitivity that we have, or an alertness to the stirring up of God to get their attention. So if you are a prophet and not given to visions and dreams, you can still observe by the Spirit. And this ability to observe is far more valuable than visions and dreams, because it can come upon you quickly and you can move more accurately in prayer when your senses are in tune with God. So the ability to discern with spiritual senses is a must-have for the watchman. And guess what? God will develop this in you. But we have to give ourselves to discipline. And we have to give ourselves to training. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's look at bringing divine revelation. Bringing divine revelation. Now, the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit, they operate in a very strong and a consistent manner through the prophet's office. So the prophet, functioning as a watchman, is capable of receiving revelation in a greater measure than there may be other ministry gifts. When we look at John, when he received the remarkable visions that are reported in the book of Revelations, this would be an example of that. Hallelujah. Peter, when he fell into a trance and when the Lord began to speak to him and to let him know that the gospel is for all men. That's Acts chapter 10, verse 10. So the prophet Elijah, when he was allowed to hear the battle plans of the Syrian army through the gift of the word of knowledge. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 12. So the natural watchmen of the nation of Israel, they were able to watch from their high towers and to discern who was approaching. They knew whether it was a friend or whether it was a foe. They could also discern, my God, where they were coming from. And they could report to the king what they observed. So the watchman has a responsibility for reporting what he saw to the appropriate person. And his job is incomplete until the information he gathers goes to the right person. So guess what? As watchmen, we report to the Lord what he sees. The Lord may tell him to continue to pray, but he also may tell the watchman to report to a superior what he sees. He may tell you to report to another leader. Report to your leader what it is that you are seeing, what it is that you are discerning. And if it is divine revelation, the information now can be incorporated into the prayers of the watchman. If it is not divine revelation, it must be discarded or even put on the shelf until God explains to the leader what to do with that information. Hallelujah. So divine information, it is always useful. Information that is gathered through suspicion or through gossip will not have the results of God, and it must be avoided at all costs. We have to judge by the spirit through which the information is given, and also whether the information is consistent with God's patterns as he has already set forth in his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at warfare. Warfare. Now, we know Nike has a slogan, just do it. And the Lord will sometimes give certain words to help us to understand and to learn the ministry as we are coming into it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. When we pray the prayers, and the anointing of God does the rest of the work. We pray the prayers, but it is the anointing of God that does the rest of the work. This is the simplicity of warfare. Hallelujah. But we must have accurate information. We must have the right weapons, and we must have the anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When it comes to warfare prayers, hallelujah, we must have accurate information, we must have the right weapons, and we must have the anointing of God. Hallelujah. And so since the prayers came from the divine revelation of God, when they are prayed in faith, the anointing is there. Prayed in faith, the anointing is there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this simple form of submission to the instruction, this actually allows us, hallelujah, my God, to follow the directions concerning the use of our prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So one of our accounts that we want to look at is the warfare account of Elijah facing Jezebel and the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. And that's 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 8. So the prophet, as watchman, is called to confront evil spiritual governments. Hallelujah. And so the weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. And so on that day on Mount Carmel, Elijah had a showdown that allowed, hallelujah, the evil to be exposed, and the people of Israel were then set free. So it seems that God merely wants truth established in the earth, and the people then are free to decide. Listen, people have to decide what they desire. People have to decide. There must be a decision that every individual must make. And Elijah knew that his God was the Most High God. But in order to set forth this establishment among the people, he had to confront and he had to dethrone the God Baal. He also had to confront and dethrone, hallelujah, the leaders of his own people. Glory to God. So the watchman is often called to pray through in critical issues like this. But what do we see? In the end, Elijah established who his God was. Hallelujah. The one and only true and living God. Hallelujah. The Lord Most High. Hallelujah. And that his God was the most powerful. So one of the results of the prayers of the watchmen is that they will result in a greater manifestation of the power of God. That is why this ministry is being reestablished in such a greater capacity in this hour. Hallelujah, glory to God, because there must be an increase, hallelujah, of his glory in the earth. And he says in his word that he is coming back for a glorious church, because he is the Lord of glory. He's the Lord of glory. So the watchman is playing a vital role in the advent of the bridegroom toward his bride. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, to make this and bring this a little bit closer to our time, let's look at the life of even Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Believe it or not, he too was a watchman. Why? He was a watchman by function of confronting the spirit of racism. And he was able to set many people free by the hand of the Lord. He diligently studied the scriptures. Hallelujah. And he seemed to be thrust into the leadership role of the desegregation movement when a seamstress said she merely was tired from working all day long and she simply wanted to sit down on the bus. And she refused to stand because there weren't any empty seats on the bus. Now, of course, the empty seats were in the white section of the bus. But this act of boldness, hallelujah, on the part of Rosa Parks, it sparked and it ignited the civil rights movement of the 1960s. And so the ideologies of the prince of this world it just makes no sense. Racism makes no sense. And children are growing up in this present generation. Sometimes they find it hard to believe that laws made it illegal for Blacks to even sit at the counter of inside of a restaurant. Hallelujah. Or to sit next to a white person, or to drink out of the same drinking fountain, or to use the same restrooms. Hallelujah. But they were, and these vestiges of the spirit of racism, they still control people's minds. Hallelujah. Look at the skinhead and the white supremacist movements. We see that. So the devil, he's constantly birthing new strategies to keep people confused, to keep people in strife, and to keep them away from the blessings that come from keeping God's commandment of loving one another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so we have many politicians and many knowledgeable people had told Dr. King that it wasn't right. This isn't the right time for you to address the racism. But Dr. King, he heard a different voice. Hallelujah. And we as the people of God, we must hear a different voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even when we look at the children of Israel, they probably felt that it was not the right time for them to leave Egypt. And even after they were gone, they felt that same way. They wanted to go back. But those who have the eyes of the prophet, they see otherwise. And they make their minds up to follow the voice of God. So whenever God wants to make a change, he makes it. And he doesn't care anything about our political climate, because it's always going to be contrary to what he does, because that's not his kingdom and that's not his government. Hallelujah. So because of Dr. King's prayers and his activities to stand and to confront wickedness of racism, we as a nation now experience the greater blessings. And we have to continue to hold fast to it, because we can see the agenda of the enemy that wants to push back on that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is an agenda. And so this is no time for the watchmen to be sleeping. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every day we see things being rolled back and rolled back and rolled back. But where are the watchmen who are pushing back, pushing back, pushing back? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. And so we have to continue to beat the spirit of racism and prejudice until it is completely dead. And we do that by continuing to stand for righteousness, for continuing to stand for justice. And I'm talking about the justice of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm talking about God's justice, not the justice of this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so we have a responsibility, even within our own churches, to kill racism and to be purposeful about it. We must make a deliberate effort to continue to integrate. I know some people, they don't like it. Hallelujah. They don't like it. Hallelujah. But that tells me that there is not a full understanding, hallelujah, of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We can't just pick and choose what verses of scripture that we want to abide by, because the kingdom of God trumps all. The kingdom of God trumps our culture. The kingdom of God trumps whether our sexes, male or female. Hallelujah. Jew or Greek, black or white. Hallelujah. We're going to do the word. We're going to do the word. If we are going forward to a greater glory, we have to continue to bind up this spirit in our prayers. And we pray until the enemy is completely subdued. So we're not giving the Lord no rest until he completes his work in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, the next one that we want to talk about is executing written judgments. Executing written judgments and carrying out the word of the Lord. Carrying out the word of the Lord. Now, Jesus, hallelujah, he defeated Satan with three words. It is written. It is written. And then he spoke the scripture to the devil, who left him alone for a season. This is why we can't. This is why we cannot take down, because he's going to come back around and he's going to see if there are any breaches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are there any gaps? Glory to God. Glory to God. So we've got to always stay on guard. We have to always stay on our post. And our weapon of our warfare, it is the word of God. And so we execute written judgment upon the devil by using the word, by using the word. When we say the word of the Lord, it refers to a word spoken to our hearts by Holy Spirit that is fitting for that situation, not just any scripture that we can think of. Hallelujah. It is important for us to remember that Jesus did everything by unction of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And this is how to get results from God, by following the unction of the Spirit and by speaking forth his word. Glory to God. And so often we don't train ourselves to obey the unction. Oh, my God. My God. We don't train ourselves to obey the unction. Hallelujah. Well, we'll say, well, I did. We'll just deflect to, well, I didn't feel led, meaning that basically we didn't obey the unction to move on something when it was obvious, my God, that God wanted us to move. He wanted us to move. Or we do things on impulse and call it unction. So self-condemnation and self-doubt will keep us in confusion about what to do. So we've got to deal with this. We've got to deal with it. So whenever we move in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's leading must be there if we want to see the results of God. Everything that God wants us to do is written in his word. Let me say it again. Everything that God wants us to do is written in his word. So we can execute judgment on pornography. We can execute judgment on child abuse. We can execute judgment on incest, theft, lying, divorce, hallelujah, deceit, adultery, witchcraft, and all evil. Why? Because it is written. It is written. And it is written that they are sin and an abomination to God. Hallelujah. So his word is his judgment. So why not just speak the word? Then that absolves us from anything, because it's not us. It's his word. It's his unction. It's his call. Hallelujah. It's his rescue. It's his warning that he's sending out. It's not us. It's not us. Hallelujah. So since we have dominion on earth, whatever we allow is allowed. Whatever we disallow is disallowed. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and Matthew 18 and 18. Hallelujah. So if we don't want guns brought to our schools, then we need to pray a hedge of protection or a hedge of thorns around our schools and the children that are in them. Hallelujah. This keeps the devil out and God's will in. When we tell the devil, thou shalt not kill, we are executing written judgment against him. Why? Because the word of the Lord is being carried out. Hallelujah. And guess what? The strong carry out his word. So whenever we get an assignment to pray for something, we must remember that we must take a stand against certain evils. And whenever an assault is made against the devil, guess what? He's going to strike back. He's going to regroup his forces. He's going to try to form a counter strategy. And so people who do not understand and accept this will assume that because things appear to be worse for a season, that they are not going to win, but the devil is a liar. Let me tell you, let me bring you the good news. Hallelujah. The good news is we have already won. We have already won. We only need to continue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To stand. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because the devil is defeated. And Jesus, who is Lord of all, has already redeemed us from the devil's power. Hallelujah. So guess what? We already won. We already won. We already won. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. So how do we establish divine order in the church? Hallelujah. As watchmen, the prayers of the watchmen bring divine order into the church. And so one of the assignments that we have, hallelujah, is the fulfillment of Ephesians 4 and 11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is our function in the body of Christ. This also helps us to give direction to our prayers because God wants to raise up many mature sons and daughters. So one of the scriptures in the Song of Solomon, the bridal call, speaks of an immature young girl who is waiting to be betrothed. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 8. It says, we have a little sister and she have no breast. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? The little sister in this passage of scripture is the immature bride, the one who cannot give birth, the one who cannot bring forth nourishment. So when the Lord empowers the body or he empowers the bride, then she will be able to reproduce and to bear fruit for the Lord. So her maturity comes with the ministry of the fivefold ministry gifts, all of them. Hallelujah. Not just one or two, all five: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. So there is a purpose for every ministry gift in our lives. So if we wish to mature, We have to come out of hiding and get into the light. We have to quit seeing the church as a place to attend out of habit or routine, hallelujah, to get rid of guilt and see it as a vibrant, living organism that gives us life and enables us and empowers us in turn to give life to others. So we pray for the setting of order, hallelujah, of the fivefold ministry gifts to govern the church. We also pray against the release of immature or false gifts. Sometimes that happens, and we see it even now. Glory to God. So the role of the gift of prophecy is so very important here. Just as Samuel was able to see the gifts in all of Jesse's children in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13, so the prophet today is able to see by the Spirit, all of the gifts, the callings, and the proper placement of the parts of the body of Christ. So this setting of divine order, it allows people to make the right choices concerning their church affiliation, concerning the teaching and the training regarding their ministry. So the gift of prophecy, it allows for the settling in of the will of God, hallelujah, in a person. And it keeps his vision clear regarding his place in the body. Hallelujah. We've got to come back to the light. We've got to come back to the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something else, and this will be the last one for tonight. Something else that the watchman does is that they are preparing the way of the Lord. Preparing the way of the Lord. When we look at John the Baptist and his ministry, Jesus called him more than a prophet. But John said of himself in comparison to Jesus, I must decrease and he must increase. That's John chapter 3, verse 30. Glory to God. So the watchman, if the watchman is to increase in power, he must decrease himself. Hallelujah. And so the longer that he works for God, the more he is given over to the work of ministry until finally the way of the Lord is properly prepared. When we prepare the way of the Lord, we preach repentance. Hallelujah. This is preparing the way of the Lord. Repentance, submission to the ways of God, worship and prayer. We admonish and we encourage people to get serious about God. We call them back to sobriety. And sometimes people are distracted by problems. We've all been there. Or they may begin to gravitate towards certain popular teachings that leave them imbalanced. Hallelujah. That leaves them imbalanced in their lot, in their knowledge. Sometimes people will walk away from the basics of the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praying for the needs of their family and of their loved ones, hallelujah, their co-workers. Often during times of stagnation, when people are stagnant and the work of the gospel among the poor and the disadvantaged is neglected, hallelujah. So we become interested in larger buildings instead of enlarging the hearts of the people of God to reach out to the poor, hallelujah. So God draws the watchman's attention to these things and he begins to pray, he begins to preach, he begins to declare, hallelujah, and he begins to war. So the prophet's ministry, listen, the prophet's ministry is one of confrontation of evil. It's a confrontation of distraction. It's a confrontation of worldliness. It's confrontation of wickedness. So the watchman, we don't like selfishness. Mm-mm. And we recoil. Hallelujah. When we see it in ourselves first, hallelujah. And when we see it in others, glory to God, glory to God. Listen, as watchmen, that mirror, the mirror of the word of God, hallelujah. We are standing before it. Hallelujah. We are standing before the mirror of the word of God. And that mirror reads us. His word reads us before we even open up our mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the watchman must be willing to live under God's microscope and confront wrong attitudes, hallelujah, in anyone that God points to, hallelujah. Think about when John the Baptist was preaching repentance, and he told the people that they were what sins that they were guilty of, and that they needed to turn away from it. And the soldier, he was dissatisfied, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, with his wages. For the lawyer, hallelujah, he was dishonest in his dealings. For Herod, he was marrying his sister-in-law, who had a living husband. And this cost John the Baptist his head, but he preached it. He preached it anyway. We cannot be afraid, hallelujah, to preach and to prophesy what God has called us, what he has revealed to us. Hallelujah. So do we live on the edge as watchmen? Absolutely. Absolutely we do. But there is no other ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who else is going to get the work done? How else will the work get done if there are not watchmen? Hallelujah. How else must it be done? Hallelujah. If Jesus is going to return to receive a mature and a perfected bride. Hallelujah. So Jesus is coming for a bride who is equipped to rule and to reign with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I pray that this was a blessing to you on tonight. As we have taken a walk through the word, and as we have been taking a look at several of the different biblical functions of the watchman. Hallelujah. It's biblical. Hallelujah. It's biblical. And I pray that there are ears that would begin to hear, hallelujah, the sound of the Lord, those that may have left their post. Hallelujah. And let me just go ahead and pray it. Father, hallelujah, those that have left their post. Hallelujah. We pray for them on tonight. We sound the alarm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the voice, hallelujah, the voice of the Lord would ring the loudest in their ears, and that it would call them back, Father, to the place of repentance, that it would call them back, Father, hallelujah, to change their mindset, to change their mind, to change their way of thinking. Hallelujah. That it would cause them back. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. To change their position. Hallelujah. And to get back on the wall. Hallelujah. To get back to the gates, hallelujah, that you have assigned them to, Father. Hallelujah. So those, oh God, that are assigned, Lord, to intercede and to pray for, hallelujah, their families, oh God, may we not become, oh God, distracted, oh God, by what they are doing, hallelujah, but may we see it, Father, as a part of their process that you are bringing them through. May we continue to decree and declare the word of the Lord, hallelujah, speaking to their spirit man and calling them back to their rightful place. Hallelujah. That they may be discipled, that they may be mature. Hallelujah. And that they may be ready. Hallelujah. When you sound the alarm and when you call them forth. And so, Father, I thank you on tonight. I thank you, Father God, for the work, Lord, that you are doing in the body of Christ. I thank you, Father God, for how you are calling us back. Hallelujah. And that you are calling us, Father, to look at our foundation and what we are building upon, what we are standing upon, hallelujah, and that, Father God, which does not look like you, hallelujah, glory to God, that we would repent, hallelujah, and that we would come back into alignment, and that we would get back on our post. I thank you, Father God, for the purification, hallelujah, that is taking place, even in the prophetic, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the purification that is taking place, hallelujah, in the body of Christ, hallelujah, wash us again, oh God. Wash us again, Father. Hallelujah. As we come back to your word, Father, as we look, oh God, to your word, as we stand before your word, hallelujah. And may your word, hallelujah, be as a mirror to us first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who are leading, hallelujah. May you shine the light of your word upon our hearts. Glory to God. Glory to God. In those areas, oh God, hallelujah, of our soul, Lord, that are fractured. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. May we submit to your healing process, oh God, that we may arise in wholeness, oh God. May we submit, Father God, to your deliverance, oh God. Hallelujah. Those areas of our heart, oh God, where we think, Lord, is hidden from man, oh God, but they are not hidden from you, Father. We thank you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, that as we seek your face, my God, today, hallelujah, that as we come, Father God, with repentant hearts, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you are pouring, hallelujah, the balm, the healing balm, hallelujah, upon our heads as you are anointing us afresh. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And as you are purifying our senses, oh God, hallelujah, that we may stand righteously before you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we just bless you on tonight. We thank you, Father God, for this teaching. We thank you, Father God, for those, Lord, that are here now watching live and those, Lord, that will watch the replay. We bless you and we honor you and we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor and we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you one tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. I just pray, hallelujah, that you would leave this time. Hallelujah. Ignited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you would leave this time. Hallelujah. Just fully engulfed and fully emblazed. Hallelujah. With the glory of God. Hallelujah. Truly, I do feel his presence right now. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, oh God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you tonight, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for realignment. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. And we count it a privilege and an honor. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. To be your co-laborers in the earth, oh God. Hallelujah, to be those, Lord, hallelujah, that you can trust and entrust, hallelujah, to carry forth your word, hallelujah, to speak forth your word, hallelujah, and we just bless you tonight. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Well, I pray that you have a blessed rest of your week. Hallelujah, I pray, hallelujah, that even on tonight, hallelujah, 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 that you just go and you have sweet sleep and sweet rest on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if the Lord says the same, we will meet you back here on next Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we continue on. Hallelujah. We'll be on part 5 of the Watchmen 101 series. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. I love you much. Have a great rest of your night. Bye-bye.